Bees are among the most remarkable creatures ever created, and their significance is so profound that an entire chapter in the Quran is dedicated to them. This chapter, known as An-Nahl, meaning the bee, is not merely a description of these small, industrious insects, but a divine reflection on the wisdom, guidance, and perfection of Allah's creation. When we pause to consider why the Quran, a book filled with deep spiritual guidance, moral instruction, and laws for humanity, would devote attention to something as seemingly simple as bees, we begin to realize that their existence carries a message far greater than their size might suggest. Bees are not just insects buzzing from flower to flower. They are living symbols of discipline, obedience, cooperation, and purpose. In their daily routines, we see a reflection of how a harmonious and well-structured society functions, where every member has a role and contributes selflessly for the greater good. They do not act out of selfishness or individual gain, but for the survival and success of the entire colony. When Allah mentions the bee in the Quran, He does so with the language of inspiration, revealing that He has directly guided this tiny creature to its purpose. In the same way, we as humans are constantly guided through divine revelation. However, while the bee obeys its Lord without hesitation, it is often mankind that struggles to follow the path laid out before them. This comparison invites us to reflect deeply on our own actions and responsibilities. How often do we drift from our purpose, distracted by worldly desires, when even the smallest of Allah's creations fulfills its duty with unwavering dedication? Through the example of the bee, we are reminded that there is no creature too small, no detail too insignificant to carry the weight of divine wisdom. The bee becomes a mirror through which we can examine our own faith, our work, and our place within the community. It teaches us that through unity, purity, and devotion, we too can create something sweet, not just in the form of honey, but in the form of a life lived in obedience to Allah, benefiting ourselves and those around us. In the Quran, the mention of bees is not a casual observation of nature, but a divine revelation that carries profound meaning and wisdom. Allah, in His infinite knowledge and mercy, chose to highlight the bee in a specific passage of Surah An-Nahl, verses 68 and 69, where He says, "And your Lord inspired to the bee, take for yourself among the mountains, houses, and among the trees and in that which they construct. Then eat from all the fruits and follow the ways of your Lord laid down for you. There emerges from their bellies a drink, varying in colors, in which there is healing for people. Indeed, in that is a sign for people who give thought." These verses are remarkable not only because they describe the intricate behavior of bees, but because of the word Allah uses, awa, meaning inspired. In the Quran, this word is often reserved for divine communication with prophets and messengers. Yet here, Allah uses it in reference to bees, emphasizing their work as part of a sacred design. The bee does not act randomly or without guidance. Rather, it moves and builds and creates through the will and instruction of its creator. Every hive, every drop of honey, every journey from flower to flower is part of the divine order established by Allah. Even more extraordinary is how modern science has confirmed the accuracy of what the Quran revealed over 14 centuries ago. Today we know that bees live and build homes in mountains, trees, and man-made structures, just as the verse describes. The reference to honey emerging as a drink of different colors is also scientifically accurate, as honey's color can vary from pale gold to deep amber, depending on the flowers from which the nectar is collected. Furthermore, the healing properties of honey, as highlighted in the verse, have been acknowledged for centuries, with recent research confirming honey's antibacterial and anti-inflammatory benefits. But perhaps one of the most astonishing connections lies in the number 16. The chapter in which Allah speaks about bees is the 16th chapter of the Quran. And as science has discovered, female bees possess 16 pairs of chromosomes, while male drones have 16 single chromosomes. While some might dismiss this as coincidence, for believers, it is yet another subtle sign of the divine precision of Allah's word. Through this revelation, Allah not only draws our attention to the remarkable nature of bees, but invites us to reflect on the perfection of His creation. In the smallest details of life, from the flight of a bee to the sweetness of honey, there exists a divine message for those willing to ponder. The bee becomes a living testament to the harmony, structure, and purpose that Allah instills in all things, serving as both a physical and spiritual sign for humanity to observe and learn from. The life of a bee is nothing short of miraculous, a living system of order and precision that reflects the wisdom of its creator. When we examine the daily functions of bees, we see not just random behavior, but a perfectly organized society where every single bee knows its duty and carries it out without hesitation. At the heart of this society is the queen bee, whose very existence ensures the survival of the colony. Surrounding her are the female worker bees, whose tireless labor sustains the hive. From the moment a worker bee emerges, it begins a life of continuous service. It is the female bees who take on the critical tasks of searching for a place to build the hive, just as Allah describes in the Quran when He commands the bee to take homes in the mountains, the trees, and the structures built by men. They are the architects of their colony, carefully selecting and constructing the ideal environment to house their community and protect their queen. Once the hive is established, the remarkable process of honey production begins. Worker bees leave the hive in search of flowers, gathering nectar and pollen from a variety of sources. The nectar is stored inside their bodies, where it undergoes a transformation through special enzymes. Upon returning to the hive, the bees regurgitate the nectar into the wax cells they have crafted with meticulous detail. This process repeats, with other bees taking the nectar, refining it further, and slowly turning it into the golden liquid we know as honey. It is a process so delicate and precise that even modern science stands in awe of its complexity. The honey they produce varies in color, depending on the flowers visited, ranging from pale golden hues to deep dark ambers and even rare white tones. This variety is not only beautiful, but also beneficial, as each type of honey carries unique flavors and healing properties. What makes this entire system even more extraordinary is the complete selflessness of the bees. Every bee in the hive works for the good of the colony. No single bee hoards honey for itself. Instead, every bit of energy, every action, is directed toward the survival and success of the entire community. Even in their death, some bees give up their lives to protect the hive from invaders. The perfection of this cycle, the balance between labor, purpose, and sacrifice, is a clear sign of divine design. It is impossible to observe the miraculous life of bees without recognizing the hand of Allah guiding every movement, every task, and every moment of their existence. Their lives are a reflection of the harmony and balance that humanity is also called to live by, a perfect reminder that even the smallest of creatures can carry the greatest of lessons. Honey holds a special place in Islam, not only as a natural food, but as a powerful healing substance, directly mentioned in the Quran and celebrated through the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Long before modern science could explain the medicinal properties of honey, Allah revealed its benefits in the Quran, describing it as a drink of varying colors that holds healing for mankind. This divine statement is not a poetic metaphor, but a literal truth that has been observed and confirmed through centuries of human experience. Honey is not just nourishment for the body, it is a form of mercy from Allah, placed on this earth to support our health, to ease our ailments, and to remind us of the blessings embedded within His creation. From the golden flowing liquid produced in the belly of the bee, emerges a cure that transcends cultures, geographies, and eras. In Islamic tradition, honey has been recommended as a remedy for a wide range of illnesses. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, advised the use of honey on multiple occasions. In one famous narration, a man approached the Prophet complaining about his brother's stomach problems, and the Prophet instructed him to give his brother honey. After several attempts, the man returned, saying the condition persisted, and the Prophet simply replied, Allah has spoken the truth, and your brother's stomach has lied, again urging the use of honey. This highlights the strong trust the Prophet placed in honey's healing abilities, reinforcing its importance as both a food and a medicine. This example shows that honey was not just a household remedy, but was part of the prophetic medicine, a guidance that blends spiritual trust in Allah's word with practical care for the human body. Today, scientists have confirmed honey's antibacterial, antifungal, and antioxidant properties. It is used to heal wounds, soothe sore throats, aid digestion, and boost immunity. In many hospitals, especially in treating burns and ulcers, honey has been reintroduced as a natural healing agent, outperforming some modern treatments. Yet these discoveries are only a continuation of what Allah revealed long ago. When Muslims use honey with the right intention, they are not only benefiting from its physical properties, but also acknowledging a gift from their Creator, a sustenance with purpose and wisdom behind it. Each time we consume honey or apply it as a remedy, it becomes an act of remembrance, a subtle form of worship, where we recognize that healing comes only from Allah, and that within the smallest creatures and simplest foods, He has placed solutions for our most complex needs. Through honey, we are reminded that Allah has already provided us with what we need. It is up to us to recognize these blessings, use them with gratitude, and seek the cures He has so generously placed within our reach. The bee is not only a creature of remarkable design and purpose, but it also serves as a powerful symbol of spirituality within Islam. Beyond the honey it produces and the complex systems it builds, the bee embodies deep lessons about how a believer should live and act in service to Allah. One of the most striking lessons from the bee is its unwavering obedience. In the Quran, Allah states that He inspired the bee to build its homes and follow the paths laid down for it. Without hesitation, the bee fulfills this divine command, never straying from its purpose, never questioning the path it has been given. This total submission mirrors what is expected of Muslims in their own lives. Just as the bee obeys the laws of nature and the guidance of its creator, a believer is called to obey Allah's commands, fulfilling their duties with sincerity and dedication, no matter how small or large those duties may seem. The bee teaches us that true success lies in complete submission to the will of Allah, and from that obedience comes harmony and purpose. Another profound spiritual lesson from bees is their loyalty and dedication to the well-being of their community. Within a hive, every bee has a role, and every role matters. There is no selfishness, no desire for personal glory. Worker bees spend their entire lives in service, whether by gathering nectar, protecting the hive, or caring for the young. Drone bees, in particular, are willing to sacrifice their own lives if it means preserving the colony. This selfless dedication reminds us that as Muslims, we are not isolated individuals living only for ourselves. We are part of a larger ummah, a community that depends on cooperation, sacrifice, and mutual support. Our individual actions, when done with the right intention, contribute to the strength and success of the entire community. Just as the bees work tirelessly for the good of the hive, we too should dedicate ourselves to uplifting those around us, whether through acts of charity, kindness, or simply fulfilling our responsibilities with excellence. The bee also teaches us humility. Despite being one of the most productive and beneficial creatures on earth, it goes about its work quietly and without the need for recognition. It does not boast about the honey it produces, nor does it seek reward beyond the fulfillment of its task. In this, there is a reminder that our good deeds should be done purely for the sake of Allah, without expecting praise or thanks from others. The bee shows us that through sincerity, obedience, and service, we fulfill our purpose and find true contentment. When we reflect on the life of the bee, it becomes clear that these small creatures are more than just insects. They are living examples of how to live a life of devotion, discipline, and purpose. Their existence is a divine message, quietly reminding us every day that the path to paradise is built through obedience to Allah, service to others, and the sincere pursuit of goodness in all that we do.